This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
What is up?
Caps fans, today we're going to be doing our more segment-based podcast for the Thursday, which is, if you didn't know, what we generally like to do. Thursdays we'll also do kind of interviews if we got them, you know, things like that. If, you know, we'll do them Monday too, but we like to reserve Monday for like the week in review. And then Thursday we kind of just talk about what we saw in the previous week. So we are a bit of a week behind, but we hope that you stick with us and, you know, get our input on Monday about the previous week's games. And then on Thursday, whatever the fuck we want, you're at our mercy.
Absolutely. You know, we've got you pinned in here.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this drops, Caps have played the Avalanche and getting ready to play New Jersey tonight.
Yeah.
And got another game against Calgary 2 days from now.
Yep.
So if you're listening when this drops or shortly after, you'll have a new live stream on Sunday.
Yep, absolutely. And my segment's called the Hockey Troll Hip Check. Polly's is Snack Time with Poly Cupcakes. It's a very sensual and positive segment. I think it's going to be a hit with the ladies, bud.
Yeah, you know, eating is a spiritual experience for me.
Goddamn right.
And a big part of spirituality is sensuality. So, you know, I like to tie it all together.
Jesus Christ. Well, with that, I think we should crack one open. What about you?
Yeah, we should.
One, two, three.
Oh, shit. All right. Caps fans, you know, today we're going to be talking about the TNT broadcast, which, you know, we talked on Monday's episode, and by watching the games, you know, now that we're kind of fully in the new TV deal, and I know there was a lot of buzz around ESPN and their treatment of broadcasting hockey and things, but the most of the things that I've seen on ESPN are from ESPN Plus, the streaming service. TNT, you know, it's cable. I think it's probably in your basic cable package.
No, not basic.
Well, I mean, not. I don't mean like the 10-channel basic, but like even like the,
I think it's the third tier up.
What?
My package doesn't have it.
Wow.
Yeah, my package has like everything up through the Weather Channel. I get BET, skips MTV. I get USA, skips Nickelodeon, ESPN, NBC Sports Network, some news channels, skips TNT, TBS.
Whoa.
Disney, skips the Disney Channel.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
you gotta pay Disney every day. Yeah. For so, anything, right?
Actually, a lot of people probably have the package TNT is on, yeah. But there's at least two tiers below it.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, well, I didn't know. I've successfully cut the cable cord. I'm doing only internet with my cable company, evil cable company called Comcast.
You know, if you want TV, Sling TV is $35 a month, not bad. First month is $10.
Okay.
And that will include ESPN, multiple channels, and TNT.
But see, like, I only would watch ESPN for fucking hockey. And I mean, I like that you get both. I don't know. I'll explore it. With so many streaming services, it's just kind of like, you know, I don't have a lot of time to be watching TV, so when I do want to watch TV, it's like I want it to be like the condensed version, the most like content heavy in that sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, almost the only reason I ever watch live TV is sports.
Sports, right? Like, I mean, and I'm not a big football fan like you, so
yeah.
I don't need to, and you know, where football is everywhere, and whatever you're going to do on a Sunday or a Friday or Saturday, you know, Thursday, fuck, how many days of the week is football anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, any shows I watch, they're on all the streaming services.
Right, no doubt. So, there's that.
But that's just a heads up.
Cable, please don't cancel us.
for those of you who don't have TNT and ESPN on your package, Sling TV does have it, and it's not that expensive.
There you go. So if you want it, get it. We are out of market for the Caps, so that sucks. But, you know, I still religiously watch them. So through, and also you could do, yeah, you know, I love that you all, you threw in the caveat. You're always telling me like, well, you can get this for like 1 month for $10. So Caps fans, that's the type of friend Paulie is. He's always getting the deal and then canceling after the first month to binge watch his show when he should be working.
Utilize your multiple email situation.
Yeah, come on. We're millennials here. If you don't have at least 4 emails, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of the mark of being an adult. If you don't have 4 emails, you're fucked off of your rocker, bud.
Right.
I just recently told you that my email tag is an @mindless, M-I-N-D-L-E-S-S, and you will never be able to find that again. And it's a free mail service, mail.com, very original. But I've been using it for like decades now. And I love like the @mindless. Yeah. Like just, it's so cool. I started deleting folders out of my, because I was like, okay, I don't need this data anymore. Tried to make a new folder. I had like 40 folders. Tried to make a new one. The new threshold to make new folders is like 15. So I saw that and I started deleting more. And I was like telling you that I don't think I'll ever digitally recover from this. That was dumb as shit. I should have kept 40 and just renamed folders as I was going. What an idiot.
We need a meme of you. I will never digitally recover from this.
I will never digitally recover from that fucking gaffe. I mean, it was a blunder. I mean, I deleted like 10 folders before I figured out I'm a fucking idiot. And that shame will never leave me.
Yeah. And I love that it's out there for the public now.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that. You know, hockey troll fucking up. But Captain, long story short, we're 8 minutes in. I was supposed to give you the fucking recap before. What we're going to be talking about, if you've listened to our Monday episode, which you should, we're going to be talking about the TNT coverage, which seems to be like the flagship. You know, everybody, like I said, everybody was so pumped about ESPN. ESPN's really kind of like fucking hockey. We just did this because we had the extra fucking money laying around. TNT, though, they're getting basketball and hockey. So they're going to be sports heavy during the season, this season. The hockey season, they're going to have basketball and hockey. And I would just love for, like, when playoffs come around, just one game. And it's, you know, the basketball game and on one Saturday, and then, like, on a Sunday, hockey comes out. And hockey smokes the fucking tits off of that basketball game's, viewership or rating, if you will.
I hope so.
That would be amazing. I think it's a pipe dream. But that's awesome. That would be so awesome. So I'm going to be talking about what I didn't like about the broadcast. You're going to be talking about the good things that you saw.
Yep.
You know, yin and yang here. We're generally our segments, the Hockey Troll Hip Check, and the Snack Time with Poly Cupcakes. Snack Time is a little bit about... Yeah, so my girlfriend's like still crying about this. Thanks for chirping me on the live stream, babe.
I'm, if you will, I'm the 9 to Hockey Troll 6.
What? You're what?
I'm the 9 to your 6.
Yeah, I am number 69 in beer league. Let's just put that out there in a completely hetero way, I guess. Not that anything is wrong with anything else, but just...
That's just your preference.
My preference, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm completely off the rails.
Let's just get into it.
All right. Here we go.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
All right, Caps fans, this is the Hockey Troll Hip Check. We're going to tear up this fucking broadcast just a little bit, dude. And I'm just going to go for the jugular here. The first thing on the docket for me, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player of all time. I think that that's both qualitatively and quantitatively verifiable.
Yeah. Well, just real quick, there was a meme going around about how he was 23 years old when he scored his 1,000th point, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, look, amazing hockey player. Wet paper bag for a fucking personality, man. I know I'm probably, like, the hockey gods are probably like, you won't score a fucking goal for the next 10 beer league games, you motherfucker. But, look, I'm just gonna say that he's just too fucking humble, okay? And I am the type of person who really respects people who are humble and gracious and things like that with their ability. But, you know, he comes on the show, and look, I don't know if a writer told him to do this or whatever, but, like, you know, let's talk about Ovechkin. But Gretzky, he says, straight up comes out and says, and, you know, maybe this is more of the positive thing, but I want Ovi to break my record. I think it's great. Tocchet, on the other hand, so we have Anson Carter, Beauty, Leon McHugh, Paul Bissonnette, Wayne Gretzky, and Rick Tocchet on this panel. Five-man panel. Full line. We've got a full line of hockey players out here. Well, four plus Leon McHugh. So it's kind of like playing on a line with Pauly. We've got, you know, and so we have Gretzky, obviously, is the mainstay. Like, in this broadcast, everybody is just, you know, on their knees, just stroking Gretzky, as should be done.
Right.
But Wayne made it awkward. There was no clever quips about, my record's going to be broken anyways in about 2 years, 3 years anyways, you know. And I can't wait to see it, right? It was just like, oh, you guys are too kind. Like, oh, thank you. Humble brag, right? And he wasn't even humble bragging. That's the worst part. He was literally doing this because he's just like a humble dude.
Yeah.
And while that is an amazing personal attribute to have or characteristic to have, it is not entertaining TV. Like, I do not want to continually watch somebody get bombarded with completely legitimate and warranted compliments for them to deflect them all in one. You know,
he needs a little more Michael Jordan swag.
He does. Exactly. Let's get some goatness in there, man. You're the fucking goat, Wayne. Like, quit acting like a frail old man. Come out there and, you know, be you. But he was never that player, right? He was never that guy. Even when he was... I mean, the dude cried when they retired a number in New York. Like, when he... Yeah, I mean... And maybe that's why he wasn't a great coach. You know, like, he's not that, like, assertive guy. He's just, like... Not to say that he's unassertive and uncompetitive or anything like that, but he just doesn't outwardly show it, which makes him a great hockey player, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, that type of guy who just says nothing but gets dialed in, and you're just like, this dude's in the zone. Like, I don't even want to fucking talk to this guy because of the fucking vibes he's giving off.
Yeah.
You know, like on the bench, right? That's the amazing part of Wayne Gretzky, but I almost kind of like, I don't want to see Wayne Gretzky the human. Because it's
don't partially, ruin it for me.
Partially incredibly unentertaining, then partially because he's on such a pedestal, you know, up there, and it's where he belongs. I mean, he's the best hockey player in 100 years in the history of the league.
History of the game.
Yeah, I mean, and so I think he just needs a couple pointers. He'll get there. I think that I don't think he's any stranger to the camera, but I'm sure that, like, he's a little older now. He probably hasn't been in the limelight in a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to give him a chance there. You know, and Anson Carter, love that dude. Like, he knows how to fucking talk and jive. But, you know, Rick Tocchet, on the other hand, when they were discussing the whole record, Rick is kind of like the hard nose. I envision him being like the Mike Milbury of this fucking lineup here, which, again, straight to his game. You know, the I guess the one thing you could take away, it's probably more your segment there, probably the positives, is like everybody's kind of like in their own on this one. You've got Biz Nasty clowning. You've got Wayne Gretzky being good and humble in legendary status. And then you have Rick Tockett just being a fucking hard ass.
Yeah.
And I was so close. Like, I just, every time Tockett and Wayne talk to each other, so they're on opposite ends of the board. Like, they're all lined up in, you know, on their broadcasting pedestal or, you know, whatever it's called, like where they're sitting. Wayne's on the left, far left, and Tockett's on the very end right. And Rick's like, yeah, I wouldn't want him. Like, you say that seriously? There's no way I'd want to break my record. I'm like, all right, that's good. Good jab, Rick. And then he's like, are you fucking serious? Like, he's basically, are you serious? Come on, man. Come on. You know, I would never want to. I'm like, okay, Rick. Simmer down. Simmer right. down, Tockett. Jesus Christ, what do you... You got money on this game? Fuck. I mean, right. I know you've gotten Wayne involved in some sketchy gambling things in the past. I mean, what, you guys got fucking money on Gretzky staying the GOAT or what?
Yeah, man, I really think... I think Wayne he left a lot to be desired, but I think Rick Tockett was definitely... the fourth place out of four.
Yeah. He was the worst. Yeah. And like, if you could, and I'm not even, I'm just saying from a pure entertainment standpoint, Tockett sucked.
Yeah.
And that, you know, to be worse than Gretzky in this situation is terrible.
It really is.
It's really bad. And then I think the best was Biz Nasty. You've got Biz Nasty, who's looking quite svelte lately. He's dropped some pounds from his playing days at Nailers. I think that he was the guy that's ready to cut up. He brought the very pot, and you know, they I get why they bring Paul Bissonnette on. You know, I think that he has a future in this industry. I think he will do okay as long as he doesn't do anything like the too Jeremy Roenick and doesn't start fucking talking about his dick on air. You know, I think that he can do this, but like the thing is that like they tried to, like, how does TNT tap into, okay, so like hockey's for everyone, you know, I'm not a spittin' chiclets hater. I don't particularly enjoy Barstool Sports content other than homeboy Nick Terraney, the Wonton Don, and KB. Friend of the podcast, Nick Terraney, who I haven't talked to him in a while. Gotta send him a text.
Yeah.
Maybe he can remote in one day.
That's about all the Barstool I take in is right.
the comedy
chiclets.
Yeah, and chiclets. And so, you know, I just, it's gonna be tricky for TNT to like kind of bridge that gap, especially with like the NHL involved, because, you know, they've literally had Jeremy Roenick on that podcast saying things to a point that got him fired from broadcasting. Yeah. So you can't be too crude and crass. And, you know, we'll see how it works out. So I would give like the 1-2 Bissonnette, Carter, Gretzky, last place Tockett.
For sure.
Yeah. So interesting stuff there. That I think that, and then fucking poor Liam McHugh. Liam is more just he's basically the guy who's holding, like, if you've ever seen, like, you know, I mean, stand-up comedy, he's the guy that's got the spotlight, right? He's a spotlight holder.
Oh, yeah.
He just aims it at people, you know, and he tries to keep the conversation going. But, look, I'll be honest, and I mean, again, I think TNT is going to be the flagship here. That's where the big production value is going to come in.
Yeah.
And I think that he kind of like is the guy that's really just kind of calling everybody out and saying like, well, what do you think, Blair Wayne? You're the greatest of all time. And then Wayne's like, oh no, I'm not the greatest of all time. I just played a little good hockey and I hope Ovechkin breaks the record. And they're like, oh, come on, Wayne. We've passed this. At least fucking swing your dick around a little bit.
Right.
Like, you know. And so who knows? I will say this. Wayne did come out with some decent takeaways, though he was completely wrong. He's like, I would have just shadowed Ovechkin. I'm like, no, Wayne, that doesn't happen anymore. Not a lot of shadowing going on in the NHL anymore.
No, not at all.
I mean, this is, the game's too quick. You got to play a good five-man structure coming back into your zone. I mean, the shadow can be effective. It can be effective in certain instances, but there's, again, you know, you really didn't shadow a lot of guys anyways, in any level of hockey. You don't always shadow a guy. Not disappointed, but found it humorous, the first run of TNT.
Yeah, they got some learning to do.
Yeah, no doubt. And I will say, though, and I hope that, you know, just like a hockey team, I think that they'll find some chemistry. Because you have two pros on there. You have Liam McHugh and Anson Carter.
Yeah.
Who are, honestly, those are the guys that have it.
And Bissonnette's kind of a semi-pro.
Right, and Bissonnette's, you know, a promising rookie.
Yeah.
Very promising rookie. First-round draft pick, no doubt. Probably top five draft pick there. And then you have fucking Tocchet holding everybody back.
Yeah, he's the
last guy drafted. With his bullshit.
He's the last guy drafted.
Yeah, and then you got Wayne just there because he's the man. What did you think of the studio? Like, the visual of it, how they made the studio, like, look kind of like ice, like, but not like NHL ice, because that'd be too campy, but, like, more like that Scandinavian ice, like the Russian ice that, like, makes the noises when you skate across it. I know you've seen those videos, Caps fans.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like. Like, the deep blue with, like, the ice, kind of like the cuts in the studio looked huge as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they even were able to shoot pucks in that studio, which you'll get to.
Yeah.
But I think it looked great.
Yeah.
The aesthetics were on point. It's a vibe, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, very interested to see how the rest of the season goes. I think that, like you said, a lot of room for improvement. But, hey, you know what? We saw the first run. Hopefully they get better. They're going to be on a couple times a week, I'm sure. And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's my segment. That's enough bitching from me. It's mostly just like a slam fest on Tocchet and fucking Gretzky. But I'm kind of hungry, Paulie. What about you? Yeah. Well, actually, I'm sorry.
Well, before I satisfy your hunger,
mm-hmm.
why don't we see what the OG DraftKings says?
Exactly, yeah. The appetizer to Snack Time with Paulie Cupcakes is another week of the NFL season means another shot to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so I'd say this is a no-brainer. If Sportsbook isn't available yet in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total cash prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And with that, I am ready for the main course there, Paulie. You ready?
Yeah, buddy. It's snack time with Paulie Cupcakes. So I'm looking through games.
Yeah.
And at least the first couple weeks, it looks like TNT's just taken Wednesday night.
Oh, so it's like the equivalent of rivalry night.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's looking here through October.
So once a week, you're going to get this five-man crew.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a doubleheader, sometimes it's one game.
Right, I mean, they were on for the later game with the Avalanche,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I think 2 weeks from now, it's just a late game.
Okay, makes sense. I mean, Wednesday night, it seems like that's the only real night that, like, football isn't on. unless it's college, right? I mean, no, they play
Saturday. Later in the season, you'll see, like, the MAC conference have Tuesday and Wednesday games.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like that's probably the weakest point for football.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
So, you're going to be able to see, I mean, this is, I think, strategically done for hockey to, like, carve out Wednesday. And up to this point, it's kind of been the big Wednesday game, you know?
Yeah.
Saturday is when everybody plays, but, like, Wednesday is when, like, the showcase game is at.
Yeah, and so. The NHL's kind of followed that formula for a couple years now.
Yeah, and it's wise. I mean, you're never going to beat football on Sunday.
No.
You might as well just take another day of the week and try to own it.
Yeah.
But, Paulie, I know that you're going to be talking about things that you liked, and I think we talked in the pre-episode here when we were just, you know, bullshitting, getting everything set up, that you really liked a certain basketball player.
I loved Charles Barkley. I think he's hilarious. He's the only reason... Well, no. He and Shaq are the only reasons I ever watch any basketball coverage.
Right.
I love that they brought him in. I mean, people have been like sharing quotes of his for the past couple years about how he'd rather watch the Stanley Cup playoffs than the NBA. Like ragging on some of the play in the playoffs and stuff.
Dude, and here's the funny part, because now TNT, which is home of the NBA, you can use it as clips now. And they showed like Charles Barkley getting punched in the face by Shaq after he threw a ball at him. Yeah. And then they showed those clips, those exact clips where he's on air saying like, I love hockey. I was watching hockey last night. I'd rather watch it than the fucking NBA in some cases. And, you know, I thought, I didn't realize this. I did not know this as a hockey fan that that Charles Barkley was an actual hockey fan, like a true hockey fan, understands the game and is like into hockey. Yeah. And I think it was a incredibly wise decision by the producers to bring him on to like welcome them to the TNT family as he did. And then, you know, do a cool little thing. And then also show that he's an actual hockey fan. I mean, I think that's like a really cool thing for maybe some basketball fans who are looking for another 5-on-5 game.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, if Chuck likes it, maybe they'll check it out because he likes it. You know, he had his personality, which is great. He's fun. He's also not afraid to admit when he's wrong or when he doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think there were a few times where he kind of said something along those lines, like, yeah, I'm not, obviously I don't know what you guys know.
Right.
But then,
or he came on as like a true friend. Like, he wasn't over there to like, you know, swing dick like Gretzky should have done.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, as much as I love Barkley, I would love some Shaq.
Yeah. I don't think Shaq's a big hockey guy.
No, but just his personality,
man. I would pay $100 to see Shaq skate on ice and take a slap shot, though.
Can you imagine if he had grown up playing?
Dude, if he could connect with one.
He'd put Chara down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But as we know, basketball players are a little soft. But here's the thing about Shaq and Barkley. They both played in an era, like they got in, you know, towards the end of their career, they were in the soft NBA style. But back when they were young, those are the guys that were, I mean, that was, you know, late 90s basketball?
It was tough.
Yeah, it was a lot more physical game.
Yeah.
And those guys aren't wearing any pads.
No.
You know, not to say that basketball is a physical game in any way, shape, or form. I hate the NBA. But, interesting little crossover there. But,
yeah, and you know, even though it was a little bit cringe, mostly because of how Gretzky was acting... I thought the little shootout thing was kind of funny. They got a lot of good tweets about Barkley putting on the goalie pads and stuff.
Yeah, it seemed so unplanned. Like they were just like, and Charles is like, "Do I put this on?" He has the blocker like upside down, like the glove parts. Like,
it's like, how do guys hold a stick with this?
Yeah, right. Like, well, you have the glove upside down, dude.
But, you know, he made a save on the great one.
He did. He did. He it was one save, four shots in. Gretzky still got it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He can score on a guy who's never played hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved how Gretzky was just, like, giving the shittiest, but also the most, like, legit pointers ever. Like, his delivery was trash, but, like, he was like, Barkley, go put your stick in between your legs. Like, block that. Because Barkley's just sitting
there. Yeah, he's just, like, holding it. I think adding him really beefed up the broadcast.
Yeah.
I think Bissonnette did pretty well. He's obviously that the last couple years of being on a podcast has helped him. I think he did maybe color commentating for Arizona's radio.
And I think, not only that, I think that he's like an interview guy. Like, he's a media guy for the Yotes.
Yeah. So, I mean, He's got a pretty bright future. I agree with you. I think Talkett was terrible.
Ugh.
And what kind of is unfair is how good Anson Carter was. We're just glossing over it because he's so good.
Right.
It didn't, like, you know, some of the other guys were so bad that it's just like, yes, like, Anson, we know you're good.
Right. Like, Anson, okay, thanks for bringing some fucking professionalism to this fucking motley crew, right? But I think he was great, and as always. And, you know, Anson Carter, ex-cap, correct? He played
on your poster?
We've got Doig.
Wasn't that season, Anson Carter?
It was. We've got, as far as persons of color on this poster, it's the 2002-2003 poster I have with Yager. We've got Doig and Mike Greer behind us here. I know you can't see it really great on the stream, but I mean, Anson Carter had a short stint with the Caps. I mean, I think he's like and I like Carter because he's always like pro OV, pro Caps.
Mm-hmm. He was the next season.
Okay. He's 03-04. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, Anson Carter's had a great career and a very understated career, especially for somebody who's a person of color. Like, he's one of, you know, he really gets, I don't think he gets as much recognition as he really deserves, to be completely honest.
Well, yeah, and I think one thing that's underappreciated is, you know, people have this this idea that if you're a person of color in the NHL, you're a fighter.
Right.
You know, but Anson Carter
was not. He was a contributor on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball.
202 goals, 421 points in 674 games. I mean, that's a really good ratio.
Right. Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. He backed it up on the ice. I think Wayne is there because he's Wayne.
Right. And wearing a sweater vest.
Yeah. I loved his look. I really did.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
I liked it a lot.
And everybody was chirping, but I didn't hate it. That's why I didn't bring it up in my segment.
I'm real into vests these days. I just, this weekend, when I was performing the wedding, I'd rather wear no jacket and a vest
instead of vest a shirt only. And
tie with a jacket. Like, if my choice is a jacket, no vest, or a vest, no jacket, I'm going vest.
Wow. Interesting. That's very... It's very bootlegger 50s of you.
Well, the reception was in a speakeasy, so it was
or 20s. I'm sorry, 20s. 20s would be.
Yeah, 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I was in theme.
Yeah.
But I'm a big vest guy. My father-in-law likes a sweater vest. Shout out Mike. I like them. Yeah. But yeah, I think Anson, like you said, obvious best.
Yeah.
Bissonnette. Very, very good. He's got some improvement to make, but, I mean, obviously,
way better than
I'd ever be.
He's out there, you know, talking about the bar tabs and stuff, and it's like, okay, man, like, we get it. Like, maybe you're... I hope that he doesn't, like, leverage too much of his chickless stuff, because, like, it's really not relevant in this space.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to bring the other side of the game that the guys don't talk about. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's got great insight.
Hockey part.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, what do you think of their actual hockey takes, though? I mean, obviously, Carter's there kind of giving good hockey advice. Gretzky obviously had terrible hockey advice, but we'll let him pass. But then, like, Talkett, you know, surprisingly, the voice of reason here. Like, this isn't really a rivalry game. Like, nobody's going to be throwing bows. But Gretzky was like, nah, just send somebody out to fucking get the fights out of the way.
Yeah. Gretzky was like, yeah, he was like...
Which is a positive for me.
Yeah, he's like, don't be surprised if we have multiple fights in the first 10 minutes. Reeves and Wilson go right at... Like, yeah. Gretzky was buying into what everyone thought was going to happen.
Right.
And I think Talkett was probably thinking more along the lines of a modern coach.
Right.
And, you know, and that's... You know, Gretzky didn't last long as a coach.
And you know, and this was years removed from being the best player in the world.
Yeah, I think...
So, when he was a coach, and then now he's been kind of away for a solid 10 years.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I think that's part of the reason Gretzky wasn't a great coach. I don't know how well he does separating from the player mentality.
Yeah.
Whereas Talkett, you know, he's...
Well, it came easy to Gretzky.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this before, too. You know, when you're a natural, you're a natural. But when you actually have to, like, think about your game and, like, improve accordingly, that's why a lot of the coaches that you see who have success in the NHL either didn't play in the NHL or were a fourth-line grinder. I mean, Laviolette never scored a goal in the NHL. I think he had, like, a point and played a handful of games. He had a cup of coffee. I don't even think a full season in the NHL. And, you know, we've had Stefan Bernier on, who was coached by Laviolette his first pro gig. Mm-hmm. And he said that as a player, Laviolette got fucked, as far as, you know, how that goes. But honestly, the most successful coach I can think of right off the top of my head was Joel Quenneville. And had a long career, but he was a defenseman and low points, like criminally low. He was not a contributor on the other side of the puck.
Yeah. It's definitely a very different part of the game to be a stud and then be a really good coach.
Right. So what else did you like? I mean, I agree. I liked the shootout. I thought it was a little cringy because Gretzky was just like, I don't know, being weird about it.
Well, you know, I mean, I think Barkley was the highlight. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do on their own going forward.
Right.
I don't know. They had a decent back and forth. There were some awkward times, I think. But yeah, I think Bissonnette and Liam McHugh will be able to patch those holes moving forward.
Yeah, and what did you think about the actual hockey takes? I mean, I know, because, again, we saw, like, the sensationalism of opening night, right? The first broadcast for TNT. Like, we saw, like, this heavily billed thing, which, on the analyst side, really didn't live up to it. I don't think they added a lot in this instance to, like, dissecting the game. Like, you know, you watch Hockey Night in Canada. They're, like, breaking down, like, plays like, well, yeah, this is a typical left wing lock, and then he blew his coverage here, and then this is where we're seeing like the mess up. But I kind of hope that it gets a little bit deeper, you know, like telestrating and shit.
I think it was very surface content.
Yeah,
it was shallow.
Yeah,
it was
shallow. Wasn't like Caps Chirp, which we get real deep in here.
Like, yeah, I mean, it kind of felt like they just took like what was trending off of Twitter. And, like, they talked about what they knew people would want to hear.
Right. Which, hey, maybe that's what hockey needs. Make it more relatable.
Yeah.
Which, we know that's what hockey needs. So, I don't know. I mean, I really hope that this new TV deal brings in a lot more, like, casual fans and more fans in general. But I also, the elitist hockey analytic mind that I have, that I, you know, am cursed with.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Really kind of wants a little bit more. So, like, the hardcore fans like us, I think that we want a little bit more dissecting of the actual game and not the sensationalism. But I hope and I have faith that TNT will find a good balance there.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything else that you liked of I mean, I agree, though. Barkley was the man.
Yeah.
which is fucked because you know how much I hate basketball in the NBA. I say basketball is not even a real sport. It was creating a YMCA for real athletes to play in the off season so they didn't get injured. But
yeah, it's basically weightlifting.
Right. Right.
But cardio.
But yeah, and the competition isn't as hard as actually powerlifting.
Yeah, true.
But I don't know. I mean, anything else that you had that was notable on the positive side? I mean, I think a lot of people took, and you know, we're all going to be critiquers or judgmental on the, critics. On the first critics. Yeah, critiquers. That's that what that?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Criticizers.
Critiquers.
Criticism.
Dude, I'm like bestowers. Fucking 6 beers deep. All right, give me a break. But
so rookie numbers. Got to get those up.
I know. I got to pump these numbers up. Maybe I need more beer to like understand or to be probably more not. Articulate.
No,
it doesn't get better. Okay, you've been around me. You're from the outside looking in. You would know more. You'd be a good critiquer on my.
Yeah, a critic my... bestower. Criticism bestower.
Yeah. Yeah, I. There'll be a lot of critics out there. And it wasn't terrible by any means, I don't think. Especially the first run. Did look a little like unprepared when they fucking brought the goalie gear out for Barkley, though. It was just like, ee.
It looked like all the guys almost like had no idea it was going to happen.
Yeah, which is weird. And maybe that was like by design. Just to get everybody's reaction and see what happens.
Well, they sure did that.
Yeah, they did. So, I don't know. I'm happy that the NHL got paid for this, and I hope that they can use this as a bargaining chip for those greedy fucking owners to pay the players more. That's honestly all.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, keeping this one short, we'd like to have like 30 to 45 minute episodes, 30 to 50 minute episodes, generally. But, as of, last Monday's episode was long and hyped up. We wanted to really kind of get to it, but we're right on track for this one. We hope you enjoyed our criticisms and critiquing of the TNT broadcast, because we are truly good critiquers or critics. Critic critiquers.
Critics.
Of hockey analysts here. So, and then, what? Who are we to be doing any critiquing?
Yeah, I would be terrible at what they're doing.
Yeah. But at the same time, we don't make millions of dollars to, like, fucking sign on. I don't even want to know how much Gretzky got paid.
Right.
Like, I almost. Okay, this sounds fucked up, but I almost want to like just hear that like Gretzky wouldn't come on for unless it was like Charles Barkley or Shaq numbers because he's the GOAT.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, I know it's fair for sure. And
at least their starting rate inflation adjusted.
Yeah, right. It's so I don't know. I know it was a lot of money. He did sign a big contract with them. Yeah. So
more than a coach for sure.
I just want like one little like wrinkle where Gretzky's like a shit bag in like some weird way. Like he's like, I'm not doing this shit until you pay me a lot of money. And then I'd be like, okay. And that's like the smallest little wrinkle, but I'd be like happy with it. Yeah. You know, like, okay, well Gretzky was like, I'm gonna come here and be this on air and you're gonna pay me fuckloads of money.
Make the world make sense.
Exactly. All right. Caps fans, thanks for tuning in to us this week. If you're a new listener, welcome. We love you. Thank you so much. Follow us on social at CapsChirp on all social media platforms, which you're going to hear us here soon. And if you want to follow us individually, we always follow back. We like to keep the conversation going with all of you hockey fans. And special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, obviously. They have a show for every single NHL team.
And a lot more.
And sometimes multiple shows.
They also have the Pigskin Network.
Yeah, which is going out. The football.
The Basketball Podcast Network.
basketball.
So, if you like what this awesome network brings and you're a fan of other sports, check those out.
Absolutely. Absolutely, definitely. And, you know, next week we'll be breaking down the games that were played. We'll give you the league news on Monday. And again, if we can figure something out, maybe an interview on Thursday.
Possibly an interview next week.
Possibly so
an maybe, interview. Maybe, maybe not. We're not going to promise anything. But right. We're also not going to promise.
Right. And we're not going to promise, because the only thing that is going to mess this up is if the people that we're trying to interview bail on us last minute, which we've had done to us.
Twice.
Only twice?
Well, at least twice, day of.
Yeah. Yeah. Shitty.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're working hard. We're out here grinding. We're bringing some people on. Hope you like us.
Yeah.
Just enough to listen. But eventually, we'll have some guests. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's in the realm of possibility. Yeah. Yeah, so. All right. Captains, thanks for tuning in. Check you on Monday next week. Hockey Troll Pie Cupcake, signing off.
Bye.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Troll Podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Polly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Polly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, at HockeyPodNet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.